In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for December 30th, 2020. Alongside me is the Pitbull Dylan.
I can't believe we made it this far in 2020.
We're like a day away from destruction. It's a countdown timer.
I'm just waiting for Friday because I got a day off. Yeah. I get paid for having my day off.
I think the doomsday clock has been a little bit more towards midnight.
Where the fuck did you come from?
I just pop up whenever I can. You know, I teleport.
You channel his name 3 times and he pops up. He's the angel of death.
You have to say his name 3 times mirror.
No, that's Bloody Mary.
No, it's also Beetlejuice, I think.
Remember Bloody Bathrooms?
And you look in the mirror, turn around to you. You ever watch the movie Candyman?
You remember that bathroom subway?
Oh, on the highway? Yeah. When I stopped there? Yes, I remember that. I went in there. I went in there to take a piss. I come out, and you guys were like, what's the matter? I'm like, that bathroom's covered in blood. Next thing you know, Ray's like, I'm going to go check it out. And before you can realize it, he's gone. And I'm like, what the fuck?
An hour later, mind at work.
An hour later, he comes back all sweaty.
he was in there maybe 5-10 minutes. And we're just sitting out there like, what do you think he's doing in there? And you were like, I don't think I want to know.
No.
You come out, you were red, you were sweaty, you were really happy, you were breathing heavy. What the fuck happened in that bathroom?
I can't help it. That's how I get when I see blood.
Don't believe it.
Okay.
All right, so 2020, we also had Christmas just passed recently and stuff like that. I'm sure we all got some decent gifts and everything like that. I know Ray got a good gift card. And Dylan, what did you get?
My wife got me the Undertaker Last Ride DVD series. Nice. They finally released that on DVD. She got me that. And the whole series of House MD on DVD.
Oh, that's an awesome show.
I love that show. Mm-hmm. And I got her a Pioneer Woman whistling tea kettle and some jewelry and a few other things. And we mostly got our son a buttload of toys and some new clothes.
Yeah, I got the Assassin's Creed Valkyrie, that new game that came out recently.
But I know one thing you didn't.
You mean Valhalla?
Valhalla, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because I know of Assassin's Creed Valhalla that was just come out, because a lot of my coworkers are talking about it, but I didn't know that they did this one now, Matt.
You play Cyberpunk?
I have not.
I'm thinking of God of War, where you fight the Valkyries.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Yeah.
But I know one thing you didn't get.
What's that?
A PS5.
No, they're sold out everywhere. That and they're like $600.
But if they're sold out, you still got the internet.
Yeah.
You can buy it online.
We could buy this new console that KFC brought out.
KF console.
Oh. You think of fries chicken?
It's fucking better.
Why would a chicken place team up with, I guess, a gaming entrepreneur to come up with this console?
Because the Colonel back in the day was an entrepreneur in his own right, starting Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Dude, think of it. Colonel Sanders getting into the gaming industry, that's going to be intense and good for business.
Well, it can't be Colonel Sanders. He's not alive anymore.
I'm sure his son is.
Probably in this case, his grandson.
Probably investors own it now. Mm.
Video gaming and fried chicken worlds collide with the KF console.
And I wonder how good it is.
We're about to find out, Ray.
We thought 2020 couldn't get any weirder. Before it came to a close, KFC had other ideas. The fried chicken chain has created a video game system as a built-in grill.
What? Yes, you read that right, apparently. This is not a joke. It's the technology mashup you never know you need.
Why do I think that's not going to go over too big?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. You should buy one and figure it out.
Let's have a look at the pictures here.
It just looks like a big fryer.
It's round. It looks like a...
I wonder if it plays like PC games?
It looks more like a speaker.
Okay, so it looks like a giant speaker. Let's see what we got going on here.
Is the name of their game Chicken Shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like there's a grill on top of it.
You put chicken on it?
Oh, no. There's the grease. No, that's just the top of the machine. The little fryer is a little compartment just under the top of it.
Yeah, it's got fans in it, so you wouldn't put it on top.
It looks like it would be a type of air fryer, I would assume, where you only just need like a spoon of oil.
Hmm.
My sister's got one of those air fryers. It's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
So
the chicken chamber is a miniature compartment that acts like a microwave to heat up chicken. Watch your controllers, though, and have some napkins.
Oh, okay, right then and there, I wouldn't want it. I don't want my hot fried chicken microwave.
Hmm.
So it's pretty much just a glorified microwave with a gamer thing.
So it doesn't fry it at all.
It.
You don't put oil in it.
KFC has not said when this console will be for sale, but they said it can do up to 240 frames per second for all games and supports a 240 hertz with 4K display.
Well, that's really not much to go on.
I'm assuming it's going to be like a PC with a chicken fryer.
Just pretty much a computer tower.
I mean, it's probably better than playing games on your little phone.
Yeah.
I like my little tablet game, thank you. I've been playing that game for almost 5 years, damn it.
I look at it this way.
Monster Legends.
You're playing there, and you're playing a really hardcore game, and your stomach starts growling. You don't want to go out to the kitchen to get yourself something to eat.
I'm sorry, that's just fucking lazy. I'm going to get up and
get
something to eat.
That's called addiction. And you got some mental health problems.
Pop open the console, and there's a piece of chicken for you.
Does the chicken come with the game console, or do you have to buy it yourself and then put it in there?
I think the first one should. The first package of chicken.
Well, then they need to sell these, like, near a cold thing, or the chicken's going to expire.
What would the chicken DLC be like?
A motherfucker. Now, okay,
you can get the Cajun add-on?
Is this going to be a digital gaming console, or is it going to be a disc gaming console?
From the looks of it, I would assume it's probably going to be digital. It probably has a built-in hard drive.
They don't have would you be able to play PlayStation exclusive and Xbox exclusive games on this?
Well, I bet you it's going to have to be directly games for that.
It works like a Raspberry Pi, you can probably play any kind of game on it.
Oh, you know what a Raspberry Pi is.
Yeah.
You're up there in the tech world, dude.
Raspberry Pi is...
You know what a Raspberry Pi is?
Yeah, you bake them in the oven and eat them.
Well, this right here is basically a Raspberry Pi. That's all it's in.
No, that's a miniature fucking PlayStation. You guys are retarded. That's not a Pi.
But the
Pi is something...
It's actually not spelled PIE, though.
The computer is inside of it.
Yeah, but it's not a fucking Pi.
No, PI.
Pi, Raspberry Pi.
I don't care. You're saying Pi. I'm thinking Pi.
I bet it's called Raspberry Pi so that it can get attention, but it's just a little mini computer that you can add on to. Just a little mini board.
And you can play all sorts of games.
You can program and do stuff with it.
I'm still trying to find the miniature.
You can even watch porn on it.
You could, probably.
Why did we have to fucking go there?
Hey, Belle Delphine's Christmas porn came out. Apparently she fucked a teddy bear.
Are we going to watch that?
No.
Good.
Let's watch it.
Just turn it on, and that's all the audio is. Dude, that's what I did in Grand Theft Auto one time for one of the episodes of Grand Theft Auto, is I fucked up.
You fucked a teddy bear?
No, I fucked a hooker and made sure intentionally to have the volume set loud, so as soon as you load the video up, if you're like a kid watching the video, all of a sudden you're, oh, yeah. Just to get the kids in trouble.
Billy, what are you watching over there?
I thought it was Phil Gamers. I didn't know.
You are banned from that channel, little boy.
Yep. And that's why we don't have as many
subscribers. I bet you probably wouldn't care if your kid sees it.
Oh, we have 197 subscribers.
Well, he considers he's a year old. Yeah, right now, probably not.
No, he's not watching Fail Gamers.
Not anytime soon.
His first words are going to be, fuck.
I'm just waiting for your kid to go to school and
say, Daddy.
Teacher calls you, and you're cursing negative words in my classroom, and you'll be like, well, what did you do to piss him off?
He's going to be like, say, Daddy. Say, Mommy.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Who taught him that?
Lorraine. I'm Daddy.
Oh my God, Kilroy, that one day. I'll be your daddy. You came back? Fucking kids like that went out for a pack of cigarettes. That was 5 years ago. And then he was not aware of that joke happening. And then he comes in the next day and we start talking about his dad again. And all of a sudden Dylan goes, "I'll be your daddy." And he goes, "You came back?"
Me and I Brains have no idea what the hell I walked into that day.
Me and Brains are just dying laughing. You're like, "What?"
The story of my life.
When you walk into the joke,
is there anything else on this KF console?
Other than it has a grease trap, I'm assuming it has a hard drive.
How much memory?
There's a reason mankind didn't peak with the discovery of fire or the invention of the wheel. It's a feeling inside all of us that compels us to go further, reach higher. Dream of ways to achieve the unachievable.
I'm sorry, but that console ain't that.
The odds are stacked against us, and it seems like the entire world wants to tell us no. That's not possible. Surely that can't be done. And we look up to the stars and say, just watch. Because we know that rules are made to be broken. We know that dreams are made to be followed. That the impossible is made to be possible, and that gaming consoles are made to evolve. Welcome to the next level in gaming innovation, the KF console.
Why hasn't McDonald's come out with the Mick console where you can cook your own hamburger?
You know, he's got a point. And then Burger King and Taco Bell and Bojangles, yeah. And probably even fucking Subway. They can all join Burger in on the King, gaming war.
Burger King has video games.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
They Sneak King.
What do they
King
have, Burger
Rally,
Time?
And I don't remember the other one.
And back in the day, I don't know if anybody remembers the Ronald McDonald cartoons they used to release on VHS at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I had one of those. I had one of them as a kid.
You have them now?
No.
I had the one where they went in outer space.
You could probably find
I had the one where they spent the night at a haunted house, I think it was.
All I remember from that one is when they're launching up into space and Grimace goes, "I feel funny!" And all of a sudden the other thing next to him goes, "You look funny!"
So that didn't really say not much about this console, just the fact that...
Fries chicken.
It looked like it will actually fry chicken.
We don't even know what kind of games it plays.
I don't know. But it seems like a good romance together, you know, just fried chicken and video gaming.
I feel like this. I mean, a lot can go wrong. If you want to be pessimistic about it, if it's going to be a disc game, and the disc cartridge is under the fryer,
why does your disc smell like KFC?
Don't worry about it.
Because it do.
That's the best line ever. Oh, I don't know. This has to just be a digital gaming console. Yeah. I feel. If not, there's a lot of issues with this.
That could be a potential lawsuit.
What, with actual KFC, or...
Maybe. I mean, they're the one making the console. Just think of it, set your stuff on fire or something like that. Hell, they could probably make a digital add-on at some point where you stick the smartphone or something like that. Like, I can picture we're trying to get Ray, like, a Tinder date or something. You know, he's eating fried chicken, he's trying to get a Tinder date. Hooks him up with a long-lost sister that he never knew about.
Bojangles or Popeyes is better than KFC.
What did your dad do back in the day, Ray? Oh, okay, that's... Oh, no. We had to make an inbred
funny
moment.
We will be suing Hinge. TikTok star finds out her date match is her brother.
I guess that they didn't know they were siblings. That's the first thing that I can
think
of.
It's either that or else they're both on Hinge and match, kind of like a Match.com thing. That's who they set them up with because they were the most compatible with each other. I mean, I guess in a way that logistically makes sense, not biologically, obviously, but, you know, it's just, like if you are close to your brother or close to your sister and you're both on the same application, more than likely it's going to connect you with each other because you're a lot alike.
I mean, I'm the equal and exact opposite of my sister, so no, I wouldn't.
A Philadelphia woman is looking for love on a dating app, Hinge. She says she was stunned to find out her most compatible match is her brother. Her mother walks in.
Oh, yeah.
That better be Ray in there.
Nope. But think about it, though. Incest is fine, according to Adam and Eve.
Yeah, biblically it is.
There's a lot of fucked up stuff in the Bible. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, riddle me this, Batman. And we're going to play this game here. Okay. Brother and sister, right?
Okay.
Separated at birth, right?
Okay.
Somehow find each other. Don't know that they're adopted or anything like that.
Like Luke and Leia in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get down and dirty, do the wild cha-cha thing. Then only after they're going to get married do they find out that they're legally brother and sister. What then?
I mean, I would probably go kill myself. I don't know. I don't even want to think about doing that.
It's like,
at all.
Hey, you're
ever.
My sister? I'm your sister.
Yeah, otherwise.
Oh, great. Joe Dirt's reference is brought up once again.
I mean, that's how you have things like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in Wrong Turn.
You mean Ed Gein?
I don't know if he was inbred.
It's like, at that point,
actually, he was probably.
He started the idea.
Yeah, he did. He was the idea for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And.
Yeah. All those horror movies are inbred. They always talk about inbred people.
So let's have a look at Brooke Avarack.
We just saw a picture of her.
Yeah, but we got to get a better.
Do you see that teeth? Those teeth?
Okay, so this is the famous TikTok star. And I'm assuming this is her brother in the corner here.
She's got some bad looking teeth. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Her teeth almost look like keys.
I don't know if they're that bad. No, this is pretty straight.
I mean,
I've seen a hell of a lot worse.
I'm seeing all those gaps.
Well, in this picture...
You got my teeth.
Yeah. I felt that in my teeth a little bit. When I hit him with a baseball bat.
Oh, when he was wearing the helmet?
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
So here's a video, a reaction to the incestuous suggestions on Thanksgiving. But apparently the video's not playing.
Your internet sucks.
Something I am thankful for, most compatible on Hinge, was updated, said a 24-year-old known lady of Ren. Averick then read the app messages. Brooke and Noah, we think you should meet. She looks over. What's up, Noah? No.
Is she aware that she has a brother? Like, before this?
Mm-hmm. The video ends with a clip of Averick's brother pretending to kiss her with her shouting stop at him. Why are they suing? They seem to be, like, making fun of it.
Well, I guess because...
I mean, it's probably a part of the pussification of the world, how everybody's become a damn snowflake.
It doesn't make sense for them to sue. Okay, so here's the video. I'm going to have to turn down the volume, I think. Oh, I can't adjust the volume, apparently. Let me do this.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Something I'm thankful for is that my most compatible on Hinge was updated. Let me show you. Here he is. Super cute, if you ask me. Brooke and Noah, we think you two should meet. And we agree. And we're already spending Thanksgiving together, and it's going well. Let me show you. And here he is. And the fact of the matter is, this is my brother. And it's for that reason that... That's not funny. And it's for that reason that we will be suing Hinge. Stop. And I cannot stress this enough. This is not... If you don't stop, and this is not an act. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Something I'm thankful for.
Well, he seemed to be having a lot of fun time in that video.
Exactly. Like, he seemed to not really care.
She seems
kind of like a bitch.
Actually, the term is Karen now, apparently.
Yeah. He didn't seem to care. I think this whole thing's just a joke for publicity on TikTok, because there's no way they're going to win that lawsuit. Let's just face that fact.
TikTok's going to laugh at
him. I'm sorry. But Hinge, you know, Hinge understands that they're compatible with each other.
I mean,
they spent
apparently they think love doesn't know boundaries.
I guess Thanksgiving, it wasn't the turkey the only thing he was spreading that night.
Whoa. Whoa, no.
Whoa.
Just, no.
You know that line that I'm not supposed to cross?
Yeah, you were like almost right there.
One
at
step
it.
Over the line, I can't help it.
I towed it just a little bit.
Yeah, you that was your big toe.
They're getting married in December.
Of course, we got Ray here, so that line's going to be, like, miles away.
The brother totally thought it was funny.
She seems pretty pissy and bitchy about it.
Let's read some comments. Let's not read it. Wait, there he goes.
Lock in a TikTok.
Don't look at me. I don't have a TikTok.
Neither do I. Huh. I don't use that crap.
Oh, they're going to make me do it that way. Well, screw that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, you're not going to read no comments, Matt.
Nope. We've got to read them. Fine. Whatever. I don't care. Connect it to my damn Facebook. See if I care. Yes. You
all
have
trouble
with your TikTok
comments. I guess it didn't work.
Give it a second.
Oh boy.
Login successful.
All right, here we go.
She's just got resting bitch face. Let's see. I'll sculpt you 1 minute.
I'd be careful. She might try to sue you now.
Happy Thanksgiving,
that's
everyone.
Not, thank you. That's not funny. Hinge knew it's a pandemic and you got to stick with the household to be safe.
Yes.
Yes. We'll give that a heart. That's funny. And I was like, wow, they look a lot alike. And then I was like, oh.
No.
This should be the next Hallmark holiday classic starring Vanessa Hudgens and the brother who also played by Vanessa Hudgens. Is Hinge sponsored by Alabama? It is legal in Alabama to have incestual relationships.
Of course it is, and that's why the South gets dun, dun, a bad rap.
I'm so happy Hinge gets COVID restrictions. I am now convinced I'm single because I'm an only child.
Wow.
I saw the nose and knew.
What, they both have like a nose you can land a stealth bomber on?
Stop. Wait a minute. Hinge did this with my ex-boyfriend. Oh, well, I could see that happening.
Oh, yeah. You matching with your ex?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want
except
to really match
except
up.
Your fate.
I don't think I'd want to match with my ex.
The Alabama Hallmark movie, Sweet Hinge Alabama. There's a lot of Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama guy. Poor Alabama. They get so much hell.
You know, most of that incest shit supposedly happens in West Virginia.
Yeah. Hey, my karma's from West Virginia.
That ain't my problem.
Yeah, maybe we should get on the phone with them.
I bet you there's a few of those right here in town.
Well,
Realistically, that wouldn't surprise me.
In the backwoods?
But let's just say that they're, you know, it explains a lot. Everybody says that there's love out there for everyone, that there's a person out there for everyone. She just happened to discover it was her brother.
You paused her on an awkward look.
That's how she looked that very night, too?
Yeah, I was thinking, you remember the bat you showed me in Cyberpunk, the particular bat? Yeah.
The one-hit kill weapon?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody knows that weapon that's played Cyberpunk, I would assume.
Yeah.
That's the look. She's looking at that like, yeah.
I forget. I think it's called Sir Johnston Teen. Or something.
Basically, it's a little club about this long. It's just like this
just a
dick.
It's
as big as my forearm.
Dildo.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a vibrator.
You can, in the game, you can swing it and everybody dies
with
one hit.
It's a one-hit kill weapon. I mean, they could have gave me a blow-up doll to run around swinging at people.
No, the best one for me as far as sexual weapons in video games, I'll never get over Saints Row 3 where they had the penetrator. Mm-hmm. It was that gigantic
4-foot... Saints Row 4 was a tentacle.
No, I thought it was Saints Row 3 or 4 they had the big dick bat.
Yeah, that's Saints Row 3 and the Saints Row 4 they had a tentacle.
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't anybody use a blow-up doll as a weapon?
Kenny Omega wrestled one blow-up doll in Japan. It was
I saw somebody
match.
Going down the Nantahala and a little ducky, one guy over here, and a blow-up doll over there. Johnny wouldn't sell him his photos.
Well, that's not fair, Ray. That could have been his girlfriend.
I know.
They could have been having a great relationship and everything. That's irresponsible, man. Well, of course, you never know. You got to worry about relationships like that going completely bad.
Man's
so
romance
that real?
With a sex doll hits a bump.
What kind of bump did they hit? Like, she's not putting out anymore?
It's probably air.
You know, we did a podcast earlier in the year, 10 years ago of this year. Because, you know, there's 10 years worth of history in this fucking year. There was the blow-up doll that they're making smarter where they can turn you down or not.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the shit, right?
The thing was like, we're trying to put on the face and everything again.
You know, we watched the video in the podcast.
And then he said that he would be allowed to fuck all the dolls, but his wife wouldn't because he was worried that the penis would be too big.
I can understand it a little bit. I mean, if you think about it, if it's a blow-up doll, it's going to feel like flesh.
Yeah. Well, this is more one of those life dolls, apparently. Remember the story of the man in Kazakhstan?
We're going to say Dirkistan. I'm not pronouncing that.
Wait a minute. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan is that place that Borat's from.
Oh, motherfucker.
You know, he's got a new movie out. Have you seen it yet?
She's third best prostitute in all of Cracovia. That ain't us.
I gotta see his new
movie. Why are we getting another fucking Borat movie?
I saw the movie. There's a scene in there where he makes her eat a cupcake, and it has a little baby doll action figure on it. And she swallows the baby doll, so they have to go to the doctor, and they're sitting in the doctor's office like, yes, I need you to operate on her. I put the baby inside her. Need to get it out.
Yeah, they're stomach pumping for that. So.
Oh, no. Mini units of fun didn't last. Yuri?
I'm not pronouncing
Yuri
that.
Yuri Teloshizo.
That one.
Let's just say Yuri.
A bodybuilder who became insta-famous on Instagram says, Margo is broken. He broke her?
He named her Margo? That's a really nasty.
He's a bodybuilder. He's probably just pounding away at it. All of a sudden, snaps her in half.
Oh, you mean like that scene with Family Guy where Dwayne Johnson's smacking the Peter doll with the Lois doll? So all you hear is the... And then he drops the doll and he just looks like, why the hell am I here?
Yeah, the man and the doll were married after 8 months together. Things went downhill from there. She's broken. Now she is being repaired. She in another city. When she recovers, it'll be a gift for both of us.
So, what exactly happened to the doll?
He described himself as a sexy maniac and claims to meet Margot at a nightclub. What? Is this a gag? Is this real life? Is this fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
That's it?
It looks like that's it.
That's all the story.
He says this is a video, but apparently, once again, we're in the part of the site where the video just does not wish to load.
You can blame Mother Nature for that.
I wonder if it's this... No, that's not causing it. It's probably Adblock that's causing it. We're going to try to see if I can get the video to load. I don't want to turn off Adblock, but if it gets the video to load...
Yeah, the way YouTube is now, block every top 5 minutes, you got to listen to a stupid ad.
Come on.
Man, they're just running Rocky Balboa into the ground, aren't they? We're getting Creed 3.
If you want it, then you'll have to take
Here's the
it.
Ad.
But you already knew that.
Yeah, some videos won't load unless you have Adblock turned off. Although Devil May Cry 5 is a really good one.
Yeah, they want you to watch a stupid ads.
It's okay, Ray. Now it won't play at all.
Because the first time reporter, record breaking snowfall. This video is all about other stuff.
Nobody wanted.
No, go back to the diehard thing.
June of 2020.
Carrie Underwood, pandemic, silver lining, a ton of time with my boys. Of course, Carrie Underwood. Makes sense. Die Hard writer says Bruce Willis classic is more of a Christmas movie than a white Christmas.
Thank you.
Sucks.
Sucks.
Well, fuck you too, guy. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
only because it was taken on Christmas and has the Christmas decorations in it.
Exactly. Just like Gremlins.
Well, Silent Night, Deadly Night's a Christmas movie, too.
Yes, it is. Gremlins is, too, because Gremlins takes place around Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what Christmas movie... Batman Returns is a Christmas movie.
So is Iron Man 3.
Let's see. Popular movies considered Christmas.
You got that one with the BB gun. I forget the name of it.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah, where they gave him a BB gun.
That movie came out in, what, the 70s?
Yeah, I know. It was an old movie.
Okay, so
forget the name of it.
Today.com says the 75 best Christmas movies of all time.
I was thinking maybe Christmas... They're technically Christmas movies that doesn't have anything to do with Christmas.
It's Off This Christmas Party a movie. There's Night Before Christmas. I've seen that one. A Bad Mom's Christmas. What?
That looks fun.
Look at Santa. He's so happy right
That's
now.
That's Santa right there. He's like, I'm going to have to explain this to Mrs. Claus later.
This is my ho-ho-hos. Yeah. Let's hang on. We gotta zoom in on this.
Oh boy! Look at the smile on Santa. The one girl right here with her mouth open, she's like, "Yeah, I'm sitting on his sack." And he's sitting there thinking, "Honey, that's not my sack."
Did the malls even have Santa this year? I don't even know.
Probably not because of COVID.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
What's 200 cigarettes?
I never heard of that one. Bad Santa 2.
Well, yeah, because that's Billy Bob Thornton.
Metropolitan. Arthur Christmas, obviously. I'll Be Home for Christmas. Anna and the Apocalypse. What?
Never heard of that.
That one I might have to look up later. Looks like a zombie film. Serendipity. I swear, if Santa Slay is not on here, I'm going to be disappointed.
Santa Slay is like the Goldberg
Christmas
horror
again.
Movie.
Happy Christmas, A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas. I didn't even know that existed.
It looks like it's on Broadway.
Christmas Tale, A Mom for
Did
Christmas.
Have you seen the new Bill and Ted yet?
I have
yes,
not.
I have. Joyous Noel, The Man Who Invented Christmas, Holiday Affair. That sounds like a good one.
That looks like an old one.
Black Christmas. That's a horror movie, so...
The remake is an all-female cast, because of course it is.
Yeah, remake ain't as good as...
You mean the 2006 version?
Is it?
No, there's another one.
There's
now.
Like 2017, 2018.
I've seen. I have one from 2006.
There is a 2006, but there's another one.
This one is from 2019.
Oh.
And it's an all-female cast because that's the trend that wants to go on. While You Were Sleeping. That sounds really bad.
Creepy.
Lemon Drop Kid. It Happened on Fifth Avenue. The Santa Claus 2. That's pretty good.
I thought the Santa Claus movies were stupid.
Back to Zeus has the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Is that the one with that guy from Home Improvement?
Tim Allen.
Yeah, I don't care for him to begin with.
Babes in Toyland.
I remember. Planes,
Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah, I guess I could see that being a Christmas movie. I mean, God, you got John Candy.
You got
and
the great John Candy.
And,
that's an old movie, too.
Steve Martin.
Why do I always want to call him Leslie Nielsen?
I don't fucking know, but don't you do that again or somebody's going to slap you.
Remember the Night, Trading Places, Last Holiday?
I've seen that movie with Queen Latifah, and it's actually a pretty good movie.
Just Friends, Miracle on 34th Street.
That's the one about the BB gun, right?
No, that's a Christmas story.
That's a Christmas story?
I swear, if that's number one, I'm going to delete this podcast right now.
What? Christmas story?
The Christmas story is number one.
Well, that's number one. Obviously a fucking year. Christmas movie.
Edward Scissorhands.
That's a Christmas movie.
Carol. I don't mind it being on this list, but it's such a stupid movie. About a boy, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, that's a good movie.
That sounds like something Mick Foley would make.
Four Christmases. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Scrooge.
That is such
Bill
a good
Murray.
Movie. That is such a good movie. Jingle All the Way.
I remember Jingle All the Way as a kid. I thought they were actually going to release the Turbo Man toy.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Best Man Holiday, Meet Me in St. Louis, The Muppet Christmas Carol, that's a good one. The Apartment, Mixed Nuts.
Steve Martin once again.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's a cartoon.
Christmas with the Cranks, that's a pretty decent movie. Harry Met Sally, Preacher's Wife, The Polar Express, I figured that'd be on. There's Die Hard.
Yes, Die Hard's on the list.
Mickey Once Upon a Christmas, The Holiday, Jack Black.
Bad Santa.
The Original Scrooge.
Why couldn't they have Bad Santa and Bad Santa 2 together? And there's Gremlins!
The Original Santa Claus. Family Stone, Frosty the Snowman, White Christmas. Thank God, Christmas Story is number 12.
So I'm actually curious to see what number 1 is. Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Nightmare Before Christmas. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
I knew one of them was Christmas.
I wonder if Home Alone would probably be the...
Home Alone would...
Miracle on 34th Street, the original...
They had that on there before.
Yeah, but there's two different versions. Rudolph, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Charlie Brown. That actually should have been number one. Dr. Seuss, the original.
The old cartoon of Dr. Seuss.
Love Actually, Wonderful Life. Oh, Home Alone.
Of course, Elf is number one. I fucking hate that movie.
Flip-flop those two around, we probably would have been okay with it.
I'm sorry, I hate the movie Elf in general.
But Santa Slay's not on there.
No, Santa Slay isn't on there. Guys, go check out Santa Slay.
It's got pro wrestler Bill Goldberg as a maniac dressed as Santa killing people.
Yeah.
It's all you need.
Fran Drescher dies on a piece of chicken, I think.
He also, Goldberg, funny random fact, Bill Goldberg met his wife in that movie.
Yeah.
She was a stunt woman.
He comes down the chimney, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And then proceeds to kill them all.
You know, I still haven't actually fully got to watch that movie.
That movie's so good.
It's funny, too.
All right, so let's conclude this podcast with a famous favorite Christmas movie.
Gremlins.
Gremlins, right?
I don't know.
5 seconds on the clock, right?
No clue?
Santa Slay make it.
Santa Slay. I have to go
with Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I have to go with the original Home Alone.
You know, that's another one. That's a good one, too, because I kind of like
Home Alone. Is a good
You're
movie.
You're not the second one.
When you were a kid and you watched Home Alone, it kind of has this nostalgic feel to it, looking back on it, like, man, I wish I could have got away with doing that shit that Macaulay Culkin did in that movie.
They terrified Macaulay Culkin. He admitted flat out that the scene where he was talking about biting his fingers off and stuff, he actually put his McCulkin's fingers in his mouth and started gnawing on him just to scare the shit out of him. They didn't let them have any kind of correlation with each other whatsoever. They didn't talk to each other or something like that. And the guy said that he went around making sure to scare him as much as possible.
Well, yeah, but Macaulay Culkin got his, you know, he got it in the end where he just pretty much pranked the shit out of him the whole night.
Oh, yeah. Busted him up the side of the head. I gotta show you the rated R version, Ray.
I might have seen it.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it on the internet?
I don't think I've
even
heard
it. Go check out the rated R version of Home Alone.
I know they cut a lot out for the TV to make it more PG-13 or whatever.
PG.
Well, I guess that's the end of the podcast, and this is the last podcast for the year.
How many podcasts did we do this year?
We are on 80. So next year will be the 100th podcast.
And it's the last one with me till now.
Hold on, you just said 80 podcasts, and how is next year going to be 100?
No, we'll hit 100 next year.
Oh, worded a little better.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We'll probably hit it around May, won't we?
So I might be in the 100th one.
January, February, March, make it 12.
Our logic is we do podcasts every Wednesday.
Yeah.
At least we try to.
I might be here for the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, we'll hit it in May, I think.
It's going to be the end of May, though.
It'll be really close.
You have to keep, just not do it till I get back.
Yeah. You can keep doing it until you get back.
Yeah.
Well, no, just stop doing it until I'm back for the 100th episode.
Yeah. Well,
and get Wayne here.
You said you're going to be in May, right? We'll hit it in May.
Yeah.
So.
But it'll be the end of May.
Wait, we would actually manage to get Wayne here?
We might. He's going to have to for the 100th anniversary.
We can kidnap him.
I mean, what about Buddy?
Is he around now?
Buddy's only 3 hours away.
What if we just come to the studio, just carrying people from the past and just throw them? You boys, sit down. You've got brains. He's a big boy. Didn't Brain said he was like 300-something pounds?
Brain said he was a big boy, about my build.
Yeah, you're just carrying him in. He's a big one.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.